Windland. Johnny was very happy that he had successfully passed through the land of chocolate. He learned there how to control his desires, and so he became stronger. Playful the Ant was pleased too, but as he did at the Cave of Treasures, he started to make up stories. "You probably won't believe it, but I really guessed that there was something wrong with that tree. That nut was too big, and from the beginning, the tree reminded me of a snake." This time, Johnny didn't let it go, and tried to show the Ant that he was just making things up. "If you don't stop telling those lies, you won't get very far." But the Ant kept blabbing on about how no one understood him. They got out of the forest and saw big mountains before them. They assumed that the peaks stayed covered with snow all year long. They towered high and were covered in mist. The Ant was just hoping their journey would not take them there. At the beginning, the road became steeper very gradually, so it wasn't any problem for them. After all, both of them were quite athletic. Back at home, Johnny used to run about with his friends in the playground almost every day. In winter he played hockey, in the summer he played football, and he rode his bike and would have loved most of all to go to the supermarket with rollerblades. He wasn't one of those kids who were often bored or who only sat in front of the computer. The Ant used to be the same way. The massive mountains still rose higher before them, and now they were sure they would not pass by them. Though now, Johnny started to feel tired. The Ant was already lagging behind. Giant rocks around them boasted proudly as if they were trying to scare them into turning back. Step by step, Johnny felt that his feet obeyed him less and less. He remembered when he had gone hiking with his dad, when he was very tired. His daddy had let him ride on his shoulders. It was great up there. From there he could see even more than daddy could. He became weaker. He would really have liked to ride on someone's shoulders now, but there was no one to offer it. On the way up, sometimes someone would pass Johnny, but no one wanted to talk to him. They just moaned. One complained about the cold, another's feet hurt, others were thirsty, and only cried and whinged. The worst of all was that Playful seemed to get along quite well with them, and it seemed that they took from him what little strength he had. "Be careful of your tongue. Even though it is small, a tiny spark can start a big fire," Johnny tried to warn the Ant. "Do you know that a small rudder can steer a great ship?" Johnny resisted whining and complaining, but the higher he climbed, the more he wanted to complain too. Right when he was thinking about how difficult it all was, the secret in the second grey stone came to his mind. "Whoever wants to conquer the dragon must pass through Windland without complaining." After a moment, he arrived at a clearing and sat down so that he could rest a bit and wait for Playful. Again, his thoughts turned to his parents. "I wonder what they are doing at home now. Surely they must be very worried, and they would be happy if I came home now." He stopped. He realised that he must first slay the bad dragon. But why did it have to take so long? He had thought that he would fight him just like that. But since he had begun, a long time had passed, and he had only suffered and struggled with temptations. His supply of nuts was running out, and his feet were hurting. He thought to himself, "I wish I could be at home, getting a bath right away, and going to sleep in my own bed." Finally, Playful caught up to him. Completely out of strength, he was constantly moaning that if they didn't reach the peak in a second, he would surely turn back. He didn't want to freeze to death there. When Johnny saw the pitiful state he was in, he agreed that they could rest for a while. As they were resting, some animals passed them. It seemed strange to Johnny that after a moment they could no longer be seen ahead of them. Playful and Johnny set off again, but just ahead of them, the road suddenly divided into two.